MW.
This cold weather is getting people cranky, Sherry Bell.
I'm not cranky today.
It is. I'm walking around looking at the expressions on people's faces. It's like they ate a bag of Sour Patch Kids or something.
Not good.
But listen, good news is it's the last day of January.
That's awesome.
So February gets going, Day of Hearts, Giving mm-hmm. Hearts Day, then we're past that, then we're into Mardi Gras, and then spring's here.
Exactly.
How's
that
sound?
What we need. That's perfect.
I thought of anybody, you would appreciate that because you have a love for this cold about as much as I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, we are here to talk real estate. Of course, Action Realty, the place to be when it comes to real estate. How are things looking? Do you have a corner on the numbers here? Is that a Steve thing?
Well, actually, I do. Let me just pull that right up. I was looking at them this morning. They're going down just a bit, which is great. A 30-year fixed is at 6.125.
Okay, so there's signs of life there. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah, so that's promising. And then a 30-year FHA is 5.375. So not bad. It's getting better. So
That's good news for you guys, definitely.
Exactly.
I was thinking of something coming in this morning, and it applies to this too. When someone is selling a home, And I know this probably isn't true in all cases, but as far as the purchase price, does it matter what kind of heating source you have? Like if you have natural gas, if you have, you know, if you have boiler heat, I mean, does that matter in the selling price of a home?
You know, sometimes it does. It may not really affect our price as far as pricing the property, but, you know, a lot of people that are buying a home are looking for, like, gas, forced air. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a personal preference at that point. But, you know, the hot water boiler is another popular one. So it's really a personal preference.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever, and I'm sure you have, because you've had a great career in real estate. Do you ever get people moving in from outside the area, from like a southern climate, and you just say, okay, winter's coming here, strap in?
Exactly.
I mean, do you let them know that, you know, here's how things can be?
You know, I would hope that they've done their homework, but I don't mind telling them either that, you know, it gets cold. And, mm-hmm. you know, something that we see quite often is sump pumps locally.
Yeah.
But down south, they don't have sump pumps. So if, you know, someone that's out of the area comes in and they're like, well, what's this hole in the basement? You know, what's it doing? And, you know, we explain what a sump pump does. So it's kind of different, you know, different regions, different, I guess, qualities in homes.
So how could they not have sump pumps down south with the amount of rain they get?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I know mine at the house I used to have every March. I think it was towards the end of March, and I think pretty much through the month of April, it just ran steady.
Yeah.
You know? So, definitely important to have. And
exactly.
I've known people that don't know what they are, and it's like, if you ever need one, you'll know what they are.
Exactly. And you'll be happy you have one.
Right, without a doubt. Hey, you've got some other things. It's not just real estate going on at Action Realty. You have had a great thing going on with the Veterans Homes. Talk a little bit about this.
Sure. So the local VFW Auxiliary, 4324, started a drive for items for the veterans that live at the North Dakota Veterans Home in Lisbon. And we agreed to be a collection point. We've had a great turnout, and we're looking for more items. You know, anything from personal care items, shirts, sweatpants, socks, puzzle books, you know, some of those things that maybe we take for granted, but it would make a smile for a veteran.
Absolutely. And this is for the veterans' homes in Lisbon and the veterans' home in Fergus Falls, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how many people, do you know kind of ballpark how many veterans there are in each facility?
I don't. I'm sorry. I can get those numbers, though.
Right. Well, I'm sure they're fairly full.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
And definitely a need, too, that we can help out with as well. So you're going to kind of extend this. I'm going to get this on our promo sheet, too, so we can
Perfect.
Talk more about it. And they can drive, if they've got anything or they're out shopping, and then, you know, just throw a little something extra in the basket.
Exactly.
They can drop that off at Action Realty.
That's right.
Okay.
We're at 419 Dakota Avenue.
And do that during the week?
Yes, during the week would be great.
Because you show up on Saturday, Sunday, we might not
be there.
So tell me about the other thing. You got something kind of cool coming up for Valentine's Day here.
We do. We were excited to have Shanna from CC's Floral in for a pop-up Christmas store, and we've invited her back for a Valentine's Day pop-up store. So she'll be in the office about 2 or 3 days right around Valentine's Day with all the fresh arrangements and gifts for loved ones.
How nice is that?
Oh, we're excited.
And you, she had a great turnout at Christmas, too. You had a lot of people moving
through.
She
really
did,
yep.
So looking for the same thing for Valentine's Day.
We hope so.
And then who knows beyond that, you know? It's a big horizon.
You never know.
Sherry, great to have you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
Each and every Tuesday. Stay warm.
I will.
And we'll talk again next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
And again, folks, if you have anything you'd like to contribute to the veterans' homes, as Sherry mentioned, personal care items, clothing, you can just bring them into Action Realty, too. And they're located right here in downtown Wapton. Do that Monday through Friday. It's 914 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.